Yeah, and Daf Zayin Amad Aleph, we'll go over the sugya and Be'ezer Hashem to learn the taste with him. The Mishnah says, Ramei Roimer, Roin es Hanegoim, Lahokil, Avaloi Lahachmel. A Kohen looks at the Negoim, and he committed to be Metayel the Negoim, Avaloi Lahachmel, but not to be Metame the Negoim. But he doesn't look at the Negoim at all. Not to be Metayer and not to be Metame. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the Chachamim holds that if you look at the Negoim, you'll be forced to say whatever the Matzav is, and you'll be forced to be Metame. Let us see Rashi. Royin es a Negoim lahakel kloime. Roya koyin negat saras b'moyid retire. In order to be metayer the neger, loy lahachmel shim roya koyin shu tomei eine eime klum sheim metamoi nimtza metzari b'moy. Because when we metame the neger, comes that he's metayer him. Rachmona omar v'samachta b'chagecha. So the koyin is doing a peula, which is the heper of the kibun of the moyet that one should be besimcha. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer, Reines and Egoim Lahokel, Avaloy Lahachmir. Rabbi Yesi Oimer, Loy Lahokel, Veloy Lahachmir. Shim Ato Niskak Loy Lahokel. Because if you already will look at the Nega, and you're Zokuk to be Metayer if it is Toyer, Niskak Loy Af Lahachmir, then he's Mechuyev to be Metamed if it is Tomek. Omar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Meir Bemusker Bedivrei Rabbi Yosi Bemuchlet. A Rabbi said that I hold, according to Rabbi Meir Bemusker, that by a Musker the Kohen is permitted to see the Nega, Bedivrei Rabbi Yosi Bemuchlet, and by a Muchlet I hold, that means it is a muchlet, and the kain is coming to be done if we can be metayer the metzayre, or we can't be metayer the metzayre. So Rabbi says, I hold like Rabbi Yosi b'muchlet. And we'll see the explanation of what Rabbi is saying as the sugya progresses. Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi now explained the etzem achleikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yosi. B'toher, if a person got a nega, he doesn't know b'chlal, if it's the nega is metamehim, if it's not metamehim, he, at the present time, he's toyer. Kula alma loy pligi d'loy chazile. So Saira Meir, Saira B'yosi hold that he doesn't look at the nega. According to Rab Meir, why'd she look at the nega? If it's tame, he won't tell him that it's tame. The only thing to tell him is toyer, so Kozman, the Kohen, doesn't see the Nega, he's also toyer. So there's no need to look at the Nega. According to Rabbi Yosi, Izicha shouldn't look at the Nega, because if it's a Nega Tomei, he'll have to be Metame him. So therefore, he doesn't look at the Nega. Behezgeri Shain, if he was Muzger already, and this is the end of the first week. The kolal maloi pligi the chazile. So then everyone holds that he's permitted to look at the nega. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Shema teniskak loy lahokala teniskak loy lahachme. Kloima. Ma'ache sherei eyu akoyin, since the koyin is looking at it, oimer, he has to say, bein hu tomi bein hu tori, he has to say, the true facts, if it's, he can't be mishtamet. He has to say if it's Torah or Tom. Omar Rabbi Nirin Li Divrei Rabbi Meir B'Muzger. I hold like Rabbi Meir by a Muzger Sheroyin, that the Kohen looks at the Nega. B'Divrei Rabbi Yosi B'Muchlet, and I hold like Rabbi Yosi by a Muchlet, that the Kohen does not look at the Nega. So now Rabbi started explaining where there is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Behezgerishin, she'im etayer le'misameyach le'. That means it's the end of the Hezgarishin. It's the seventh day. Shema Tayalei Misameichlei. So he'll be Misameichim. So that Zichah should look at the Nega for that purpose. Eloi Metayalei. If he won't be Metayahim, Loi Metame Leyaisam Idemekore. So he won't be more Tomei than he was till now. Alamazgalei Pamshniya. He's masgil the nega, he's masgil the menugia another week. So memele, so he's not doing, by not going and looking at the nega, we'll soon see again the lashon of Rashi on the Rif. This person is imprisoned in a room. So by going and looking at the nega, and saying his chayiv behezgel pam shniye, so he'll be imprisoned another week. By not going and looking, so he'll also be imprisoned. He can't get out of the hezgel till the kohen will say that he's toil. So ra, there's no kilkul or ra that will be done to this menuge, because it seems the only ra that could be done, he'll be musger another week. So whatever, if you see him, if you won't see him, he'll be musger. And then there's a possibility you might be mitayer him. So memele, that is why, by after the Hezkerishin, everyone holds, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's permitted to look at the nega. Now the problem arises that Taisvis asks, and we'll speak about it more when we come to Taisvis, and why is it so sure that it will be metamehim, that it'll be the same as the same matzav that he is now? That only applies if the nega did not change. The nega isn't the same matzav that it was b'shas riyarishayim. So then that is true. So even if it did not change, they said, Allah, he need Hezger for another week. But maybe there was a shini in the Negev, maybe there was Pishyain that the Negev spread out. This Pishyain becomes a Metzayra Mukhlet. So why aren't we afraid that this might occur? So why does everyone hold, Bishlam according to Rav Meir, there's no problem. Because according to Ramey, if he sees that there's a simen tumis, so he won't be metama the negra. According to Rabbi Yossi, those he's mukhas to be metama the negra. Why is it posha that he's permitted to look at the negra after hezgarishin? Kipligi behezger sheni. The machlokes is behezger sheni. It is the end of the second week. Mar sova, Rameya holds, bekoyin tal yemilse. But it depends on the koyin. He toyer, amalei toyer. If he's toyer, tell him he's toyer. So it's gewaldik, amirdik is simchas yontif. Simchas halamay, yontif, one doesn't look at a nega. Veito me shosik. That's what Rameya holds. So there's no reason after the hezger sheni not to look at the menuge. Umar Sova and Rabbi Yossi holds Latariya Latamiksiv, that you have to come to a conclusion, either you're Metairim or you're Metamim, but you can't be Mishtamit by, if you see that it's a Negatome, that you don't say anything. Let us see Rashi, Behezgo Sheini, Di Metamele, if it'll be Metamim, Machlut Le Betume Chamure, then he makes him Tomei Atume Chamure, he's a Metzaira Muchlet, Umetzaira, he's Metzaira. The kain is permitted to look only lahokel letarvelo letame sova bekoyin kolarachmone, that it's up to the kain. Di metamele havitame, if he's metame he's tame. Vi loy boy metamele, if he doesn't want to be metamele le havitame. Lahochi chazile lahokel, therefore he can look at it to be makel to be metayrim. Avaloy lahachmel. If he'll see that it's Tommy, they won't tell him anything. They have it Tommy. Omar, Rabbi Yossi, the Omar, loy lahokel, sova letari letamiksi, tchichozi loy koyin de tome le mozi le mishtak. He can't keep quiet if he sees it's a negative tome. Vidil mahavi tome. Let's be realistic. Maybe it is tome. The nimtza metzaroi, so it's metzare, this metzare musker, she metamoi bemoi. Now, before we go further, let us again see Rashi on the Rif, which Rashi is much, which Rashi there explains the sugya much better, and then we'll go further in the sugya. So Rashi and Av Gimel, Bedafi Yarif, says as follows, Royinus anegoyim b'chayla moyid lahokam, shim toyehu oymoloy koyim toyerato, shesimche hiloy. Avoloy lahachmer, shim tomehu, yishtoik, voloy yitamenu, viyatzrichenu, lotzeis, chutz lamachne, midnei, she'evul huloy bemoye. So here we have one diuk from Rashi, that Rashi says that if it'll be metamehim, it'll have to go chutz lamachne. So we see from Rashi, Metzaira Muzgar is not Chutz Lamachne. No, it's a Metzaira Muzgar, a Muref, it'll be Metamim, so we'll have to go Chutz Lamachne. That's one Yisod we see from this Rashi. That's what Rameya holds. Rabbi Yossi holds Loilo Hokel. Shemitech Sheniskak Leroisi, since already he was Zokuk to see the Nega, Imhu Toyer, Dainu Lohokel Olov, Imhu toyer dainu lohokel olov, that it was niskak to be makel, so niskak loy lahachmer, shim tomei hu, oimoloi tomei ato. That is, he has to say, if he's tomei, that he has to tell him that he's tomei. Then koin rashoi lishtoik, he's not permitted to keep quiet. Umutiv, so therefore it's preferable shli yiroin klaus, ishbachlau shal mukat the neger. The Chosman Shreiro Shaloiro Ohu Akoyim. Chosman, the Koyin, did not see it. Le Omalei Tomeyato Arayuke Toyagomo. So he's a Toyagomo. The Koyin Roshoi Lishtai Chosman Shaloiro Ohu. The Heskesheni Kamiflegi. The Machloikis is by Heskesheni. Kamiflegi Amei of Rabbi Yossi. The Meforish Rabbi Bigmor. Rashi explains why. The betoyer mitchilosoi, if he was toyer, im nisnage, now the shaila is, did he become a medugo kalamalei pligi boi chosilei, that he shouldn't see him. The chosilei le mani vele midi didn't accomplish anything. The la rameya, the omaroin lohoke voloi lahachmer. One is permitted to look to be mitaira, not to be mitama hoche, my kovidle. What will he accomplish? The toyer, maika mahanilei. That means if we'll see that it's a negatoyer, so Kozman the Kohen doesn't see it all, he's also toyer. So Memele Gabitare, there's no plus by looking at the nega. Vitomehu Shosik, and if he's Tom, he'll keep quiet. So also nothing will happen. Ilkach ain't Royim. So according to Rameya, it's poshit that one does not look at the nega. According to Rabbi Yossi, we don't accomplish anything. According to Rabbi Yossi, not only we don't accomplish anything, but we can make Bikil Kulim by looking at the Negev. The Ein Koyin Rashoi Lishtoi. The Koyin is not permitted to keep quiet. V'tame Yitamenu Lozeh. So Memele, so therefore, Abaya Toyo Mitchilo say everyone holds, you don't look at the nega. Behezgarishinami kolamalei pligi dechozalei. If it's after the hezgarishin, that means the seventh day of the hezgarishin, everyone holds, you can't look at it. Shimchal shvi shal hezgarishin b'chaylu shal moed yochal koin leroyse. So the koin is permitted to look at it. Ve'im mitayr lei, if it'll be mitayr, asimchi loy, sees mesameyach, the menugin chalamoy. And if he'll say that it's remained the same, and he needs another 7 days of Hezger, my poste. So what did he make him lose? If he wouldn't look at it, he'd be in prison side by side. That means Kolzman, the Kohen is not Metayrim, he's still in a matzav of Hesker. In order to get out of the Hesker, the Kohen is to be Metayrim. So Memele, so by not looking at it, he'll remain in prison. So, and if he looks at it and he says that it did not change, it did not become Toyer, so also remains in prison. So Memele, so looking at it, if it according to Rabbi Yossi, that he has to say the truth, there's still no problem, because there's a possibility he might be Metayrim, and if not, so he remained the way he was till now. So, and by not looking, he'll be the same answer. Now the machlokes between Rami and Rabbi Yossi is by the Hesker Sheini. If the seventh day of the second Hesker came a Chalamoy, Rameir Oimer Reyeu Koyin Lahokol, Im Toir Oimer Loi Toir, Vim Tomei Shoisek Veine Matzricha Yishilu Achutz Lamachne, he doesn't send them out Chutz Lamachne, De Noyach Loi Loze Sheyei Muskel, because he prefers, according to Rameya, he prefers to remain a muska, the Yishma Kel Beneodo, being a muska, even though he's in prison, but he can still hear people speaking. He should not leave the machne by becoming a muchle. So again, the second time we see from Rashi the same yesod, that a muska is in the machne, a muchlet is meshula chutz lamachne, and therefore, according to Rameya, the Kohen, by the Hezger Sheini, will not say that he's Tomei, because he'll send them chutz lamachne. So now Rashi says, afo pei she yehei sham mutar betash mishamite. Rashi says, but let's take the whole picture into consideration. That is true. That by, if the Kohen will be metamehim, so he will be chutz lamachne, he'll lose tafsa dalma, he won't be able to have contact with people, he's chutz lamachne. But the either Kisirashi says, but he'll gain something, Kozman he was a menuge muska, he was also betash mishamite, now that he'll become a muchle, he'll become muta betash mishamite. So we see a second yesod from Rashi that a musker is also betash mishamita and a muchlet is muta betash mishamita. So Mamela, so Rashi asks, so what will the kilkul be by being metamehim? Now he'll get tzavsa de ishtoi, takalus tzavsa de almen, but he'll get tzavsa de ishtoi. So Rashi says, the Kosovar Ameya Tzavsa Da'alma Nichalei. So, Fakert, in this Shaila, what is better for the Metzoyren? Tzavsa Da'alma, Tzavsa Dishtoi, Ameya Ho Tzavsa Da'alma Nichalei. So, Memele, so by telling him, by the Hezger Sheini, by telling him, you're Tommy, you're taking away Tzavsa Da'alma. So, you're taking away, that's an opposite of Simchas Yontif. Yes, we had just mentioned that the last time when we learned this Rashi, we have to understand Lemaise, what is the Tavsa Da'alma that he loses? That means Matzoiris Meshula Chutz Misholosh Machnes, that means he goes out of, he's not sent to a midbar, he's sent out of Yerushalayim, he's sent out of an ear that's mukaf chayme. That's all what that's all what you do. Before he was in Yerushalayim, now he's sent out of Yerushalayim. Fine. But out of Yerushalayim, he can still have tzavsa da'alman. Tel Aviv, he could have tzavsa da'alman. Bnei Brak, he could have tzavsa da'alman. I mean, where is the tzavsa da'alman that is lost? About al kaponim, it seems from Rashi and from the Sugiya that there is a loss of Tzavsa Da'alma when one is sent out of an Irmuk of Chayim. Al Koponim. Rameya holds that by making a Muzker, a Muchlet, He's losing tafsa di alma. He's gaining tafsa di ishtai. So Rameho's tafsa da alma nichele. And therefore, if he sees that he is tame, he won't tell him anything. In order not to be goyim this tzav. Rabbi Yosi omar loy lahokel v'loy lahachme. Rabbi Yosi holds that we cannot be make that he cannot look at the negative to be makel v'loy lahachme. Shim loy ayu lahokel yovi lahachme rolov himu tome. If he looks at it, it'll have to be machme if he's tome. Ben koim reshoy lishtoich. Rabbi Yosi holds the koin is not permitted to keep quiet. And what will be, so if it's tummy, what will be, and if he tells him it's tummy, he'll have to go out chutz l'machne. Ve'eimo hai b'tzavse da'al manichle. Now Rashi in Rabbi Yosi says, does not say the same loshin that Rashi said in Rameya. Rashi in Rameya said, tzavse da'al manichle. That's better for him, tzavse da'al manichle. In Rabbi Yosi, Rashi says that Rabbi Yosi, we don't know what he would prefer. But Eimo, maybe, hai v'tzavse da'alma nichele, maybe he would prefer tzavse da'alma. We can't permit the kohen to look, because if the kohen will look at the nega and it'll be metamim, maybe we're being mitzayer him by taking away tzavsa d'alma. Maybe by him tzavsa d'alma is more choshuv than tzavsa d'ishtam. V'hochi nami pligi b'muchlet. Now Rashi says something which we don't see this in our Gemara, but later in the Gemara we'll see. But Rashi says there is another machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yosi. If a kohen looks at a mitzayer muchlet, what does that mean? Shekva yotzeh chutz l'machne. He lost already tafse da'alme. Im nirpa mitzaras, now the tzaras healed, v'rotzeh lahares l'koin. Im nirpa, that the koin should look at it if it became nirpa, v'yitayr es atzma. Now it'll be mitayr. L'divrei Rab Meir, royim. According to Rab Meir, you look at it. Di toir, omalei toir. He'll tell him toy. V'itome, omalei tome. He'll tell him tome. V'ocheleka avoloi lahachmir. Here, the seder, what we hear in the Mishnah, that roin lahokel avoloi lahachmir, this bachlal does not apply by a metzoyre muchlet. Because whatever you'll tell him, you're not making any kilko. The lav hainu chumre. By telling him that you're still Tomei, the Mi'ikore Tomei, Vahashte Tomei, because by telling him you're still Tomei, he's not making any kilkul, it's not worse by not looking at it than by looking at it. By not looking at it, he's a Metzayra Mukhlet, and by looking at it, he's still a Metzayra Mukhlet, so there's no, and then there's a possibility he might tell him that he became Toyer. And what will he gain when he becomes Toyer? So again, we have two things. He'll lose his wife, who is for 7 days, b'mei sefiroi, he's also b'tash mishamita, but he'll gain tzavse d'alma. But Rashi had mentioned before that Rameya holds that tzavse d'alma is more choshev than tzavse d'ishtoi. So memeile, so Yizichi should look at him. There's a possibility he might gain tzavse d'alma this chalamoy, which is more choshev than tzavse d'ishtoi. That Lamaise, he might lose his wife. So watch out, he's losing his wife, but he's gaining tzavse d'alma. Eimo, here again Rashi says, Eimo hai b'tzavse d'ishte nechle. Maybe this person, that's the only way we can understand Rabbi Yosi. That means be'etzem, Rabbi Yosi is saying two stira dekalochis. If you don't see by a muchlet, is because we say that tzavse de'ishtoi is more choshev. If you don't see by a muskel, we say tzavse da'alma is more choshev. That's how it comes out according to Rabbi Yosi. So how do we understand this contradiction? No, Rabbi Yosi says it's not a contradiction. It's pshat is we have to be down each person separately. Other people, tzavsa, the alma is better. So when it comes to muska, we are chayish. Maybe, when it comes to muska, we are chayish. Maybe this person or those who tzavsa, the alma is more choshev than tzavsa, the ishtoi. When it comes to muchlet, we are chayish. Maybe this person is of those that tzavsa, the ishtoi is more choshev than tzavsa, the alma. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't look in both cases. Omar Rebbe, now let's continue further in the Gemara. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'Muchlet, b'Divrei Rabbi Meir b'Muska. Now let's just explain this. After we saw Rashi, we'll understand Rebbe very well. And this is how the Mishnah Malach explains Rebbe. Rebbe in Yesod holds like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That the Kohen has to be metamet. He can't be mishtamet. He can't say he won't look. If he's metar, he has to be metamet also. Now, Rebbe, in this Lashon, holds, but he's chaylik in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was very, Rabbi Yossi said there are the other people, the Ishti Adifalei, other people, Tafsid, the Alma Adifalei. Rebbe held Tzavsa de Ishtai Nichalei. That's what Rebbe held. If you're losing Tzavsa de Alma and gaining Tzavsa de Ishtai. So Manelus, so Rebbe held, so that's not a kilkul. Your gain of Tzavsa de Ishtai is more choshuv than your loss of Tzavsa de Alma. So therefore Rabbi said as follows. Omar Rabbi, Nirin Divre Rabbi Yossi b'muchlet. So therefore I hold by a Metzayra Muchlet, he should not look at him, because if he'll be Metayr him, he's going to lose Tzavsa de Ishtoi, because he'll be also Betash Mishamita. So if a Kel, don't look at him. Why should you look at him? Maybe he'll be Metayr him. The Tahara can be a Kilkul. So therefore, by a muchlet, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. That means that one should not look. V'divrei Rabbi Meir b'muska, and I hold like Rabbi Meir b'muska, because according to Rabbi Meir, this is we're saying Rashi Shita, a muska is also betash mishamite, a muchlet is muta betash mishamite. So memele. So again, if you'll be metamim, what'll happen? He'll lose tzavsa da alma, but he'll gain tzavsa di ishtoi. And Rabbi Yossi held behechlet that tzavsa di ishtoi difalei. So therefore, by a muska, I hold. Rabbi says that I hold that one is permitted to look. That's a kiramei svirelei. I mean, not the way Rameya holds. Rameya says, Pakert, I hold your Rameya Svile, that means you're allowed to look and you'll be metamehim. That's also not a calamity because he'll gain tzavsa di ishtoi. And by a muchlet, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you're not allowed to look because if you be metayim, he'll lose tzavsa di ishtoi. Period. So now we understand, according to Rashi, Shitas Rabbi Meir, Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and Shitas Rabbi. Now the Gemara says further, Bahasanya Ipcha. So the Gemara says, but we learned Afakerta Baraisa. We learned a Baraisa that says, that Rabbi said, Nirin Divre Rabbi Yossi b'musko, v'divre Rabbi Meir b'muchlet. That Rabbi said that by a musko, you're not permitted to look, and by a muchlet, you are permitted to look. So what is pshat in this paraisa? So this paraisa is that Rabbi holds tzavsa da alma nichalei. That tzavsa da alma is more choshev than tzavsa dishtei. So therefore, nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi be muska. By a muska, you're not allowed to look, because if you make him a muchlet, he's going to lose tzavsa da alma. So a muska, you don't look. Chedivrei Rav Meir b'muchlet, and he holds like Rav Meir b'muchlet, because by a muchlet fakert, if you'll be metayrim, he'll gain tzavsa da alma. He's nichnas le'otech machni Yisrael.
So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi alibi the Rebbe. There is a machloikis Tanoim, what Rebbe holds. That means that we know klo, that Rebbe holds in Yisod like Rebbe Yossi, Yimuchuyiv to say, Tomei or Toyo. But in this Shaila, is Savse the Ishtaya Difalei, or Savse the Alma Difalei, that's a machloikis Tanoim. Mar Sover Savse the Alma or Difalei, the second lotion that says that you are not roye by a muzker and you are roye by a muchlet is because savse da alma odiflei, umar sover savse de ishtay adiflei. And the first lotion that says that you are not roye by a muchlet and you are roye by a muzker, savse de ishtay adiflei. Let us see Rashi. Vasanya ipche divrei Rab Meir b'muchlet. He holds like Rab Meir b'muchlet that you're allowed to look at a muchlet. Divrei Rab Yosi b'muska. Zmar sove tzavse dishta odiflei. The first barai sel tzavse dishta odiflei. Lahochi chosilei b'moyed bezger sheini by a muska. Dihim metaroi mesamchoi. Siz mesameyachem. Here Rashi also says that a muzker is not is teich teich machni Yisrael mishad lechutz migimel machnis v'les leitzavse din shida alme. He doesn't have tzavse de alme v'lochi les leitzara, but he doesn't have tzara. There is leitzavse de ishtay. Now he'll gain tzavse de ishtay. Omuto be ishtay lishyached ima bimei chalutay. So therefore, so Rebbe held by a muzker like Rab Meir, the Divrei Rab Yosi b'muchlet, and he holds like Rab Yosi b'muchlet. Afilu metayre, even though he'll be metayrim, the aval gav the shori le machne Yisrael. That means he'll permit him to get into machne Yisrael. Is leitzare the less leitzavse the ishtoi, but this person will be metayrim. Is mitzayrim, because the less leitzavse the ishtay, the also who? Because he'll be also be ishtay if he's toyer. The kivin the mitay le mechalute, if he'll be mitayrim, mi boy le lemimna sheva yemei sefiroi. So then he'll have to count the 7 days of yemei sefiroi, also betash mi shemito. Dersiv viyosha michutsu ole shiva shomim, ole zu ishtay, dersiv shuvu lechem lo leicha. That is the lotion. That is the first lotion. Omar sove tafse dalma odiflei haitan adama am rabbi nirin divi rab meyer b'mukhle to divi rabbi yaisi b'muzke sove tafse dalma odiflei lohochi chos divi meichelute therefore vi meichelute is permitted to look at the negadi mitamoy loy mitamoy yaisi mitamikorem. He won't be more tamer than he was till now. Be metari, mesamchay. The islay tzavse d'almel, gain out tzavse d'almel. Avol gavda also betashmi shamita, but now becoming toil, to lose, will be also betashmi shamita, tzavse d'almel odivlay. The divi rabbi yaisi b'muzgel, the lechozilei, dulma metamelei. Maybe ulma metamem, umishalchay, chutz legimel machnes. And he'll have to send them out chutzul gimel machnes. But less late tzavse de alma, and he won't have tzavse de alma mitzayir lein. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Lememre, the muchlet mutter betash mishamit. So it comes out that a muchlet is mutter betash mishamit. If I count, that was the reason why if you hold tzavse de ishtoi, nichalei, so that's why you could look at a muska, because he'll gain tafsa de ishta, even though he's going to lose tafsa de alma. And that was the reason why you can't look at a muchlet, because he's going to lose tafsa de ishta. So le memre de muchlet muta betash mishamite. And so the Gemara says yes. Vasan yenari Gemara bin zabaraise benechuse. Yoshav mechutz la'oloi shivas yomim. It says by bimei sfire she'osa betash mishamit. So that we said before, we had said before that a muchlet is also is muta betash mishamite. So Rabbi Omer, shiva shomim yisperu loy, yimei sfiroi v'loy yimei chaluta. He says the holding of yoshe mechutz lole shiva shomim is only b'mei sfiroi. Then he's also betash mishamite. Yimei chaluta, he's muta betash mishamite. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zayin yimei sfiroi. If zayin yimei sfiroi, which is killed, from the Svegnis also betash mishamite, kalvochoimer li mechaluto. So here we are machloikes between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, if a mitzvah muchlet is mutter or also betash mishamite, Rabbi holds a mitzvah muchlet is mutter betash mishamite. And that's the loshen of Rabbi, that Rabbi, according to one loshen, he holds that, that tzavse de ishta is nichalei. That's why a muzger is roin and a muchlet is not roin. And then the Gemara continues, Vomer Abchiye danti lifnei Rebbe, limatonu rabbeinu yoysam lehoyu leliziyo elu bimei chalutoi. That means that we had learned that it was impossible for yoysam to be born from a ziyo if a ziyo was not boalishtei bimei chalutoi. And by Uzziah says, "Vayasa Yosha b'ene Hashem." Uzziah, one thing he did wrong, he brought in Teres into the Heichel. Wanted to bring Teres into the Heichel, but Al Kaponim, but like this, the pasuk Vayasa Yosha b'ene Hashem. So Uzziah was not an Avayim. And if we'll see the whole Cheshbon historically, we'll see that Yosam, who was born from Uzziah was born with the Ishte was Nisaber Bimei Chalutoi of Uzziah. So we see that a Muchlet is Muta Betash Mishamita. Omalei, so Rabbi told him, Afani Kach Amarti, I also like that, that a Muchlet is Muta Betash Mishamit. B'maiko Miflegi, what is the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehudah? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, so v'goli rachmone b'mei sefiroi, v'chol shkein b'mei chalutoin. That he holds it's a kal v'chaim, madach b'mei sefiroi. He's also betashmish, kol shkein b'mei chalutoin. He's more tamei, so it's zichish be also betashmish. Omar sovar, and Rabbi holds my the goli goli, my the loy goli loy goli. No, the posik says that bimei sefira is also betash mishamita. That's it. Mechalutoi. We don't learn out mechalutoi bimei sefira, and that was the entice for swina. Let us just see Rashi. Bimei sefira also betash mishamita veloy yemechalutoi. That's what Rebbe holds. Yoysam lehoi liziyol b'mechalute, claim b'leinis abro imay de yoysam ele b'mechalute de ziyol. This was dafke when the ziyol was a mitzayre muchlet. The ziyol he mitzayre, b'leinis kaklishte b'mei sfire, ele b'mechalute. That means he was zicher nisabro b'mechalute. So Rabbi answered, afani kach omarti, de mitzayre muta b'tash v'shemita, d'viyosh b'chutz loli b'mei sfire iksib. The lister is b'mei sfirei. Rabbi Sovar, my the goli goli, loch yamrin, and y'mei sfirei, v'lo y'mei chalutu. Whatever it says, the Isra says b'mei sfirei. Now let us see Taisus. Omar Rabbi, nirin divrei Rab Meir, b'muska. Ma shepirish b'kuntres, the muska also b'tash mishamite. That we don't have in Rashi here on the blood, but we hear this in Rashi in the Perush Alarif. And that was the whole cheshbon of Rashi. At Fakel, that's why if Rebbe holds Yeroyin b'Musker, is because a Musker is also betash mishamite, and a Muchlet will become Muta betash mishamite, so Memele, so it's after the Ishtai, Tzavsei de Ishtoi is nechalei. So we see from Rashi that a musger is also betash mishamita. Loi neida minayin loi. So Rashi, Taisa says, I don't know where Rashi got this from. Das na bepeh kama de Megillah. Ein bein musger le muchlet elo priye uprime. The only difference between a metzera musger and a metzera muchlet is priye uprime. Mashme. So that's the only difference. Mashme linyan tashme shamita shovit. Linyan tashme shamita, both of them are similar. The Laman, the Omar, so now, what means similar? So we have a Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, what the din of Tashmi Shamite is by a Muchlet. The Laman, the Omar, Muchlet Mutter, Koshkein, the Muska Mutter. If a Muchlet is Mutter, so Avada Gevis, a Muska is Mutter. Now this Avada Gevis is not so poshut. Let's just mention the Ha'ore from the Marsho. What's Avada Gevis? So we learn Avada Gevis. Listen, if a Muchlet, that's a greater Tomei. If a Muchlet is Mutter Betash Mishamita, so a Musger, which is a smaller Tomei, Yizichah should be Mutter Betash Mishamita. In fact, the Masho, Yimei Sfira Yechiyah. Yimei Sfira is even a smaller Tomei than Yimei Hezgeiroi, and he's also Betash Mishamita. So where did the Toises figure out that a musger if a muchlet is mutter, avada gevis, a musger should be mutter. The longest lawyer is because since it's a smaller tumor, that's why he should be mutter. So the Masha asks, he may sfira yechi. But let's not go into this. About kaponim, Taishvah says, no, a muchlet is mutter, a musger is mutter. Well, a man, the yomar, the muchlet osa. If a muchlet is osa, why is a muchlet osa? A muchlet is osa because you learn a kal v'chaymer from yemei sfiroi. Madach yemei sfiroi is, madach yemei sfiroi is osa betash mishamita. A muchlet, or that's mishulach utzlamachne and torn priya prima. Avadi gewiss, it's osa betash mishamita. So they says, who adin muzga? Because a muska is also mishulach. We'll see later in Taisus that Taisus holds that a muska is also mishulach chutzla gimel machnes. So you have the same kalvachoyme you have by muchlet from yemei sfiroi. We'll have by muska also the muchlet maitaime the also. Why is a muchlet also betash b'shamite b'shemdike kalvachoyme limeichelutai? Because we learn that a kalvachoyme madoch. Madach yimei sfira yezos yimei chlute vada gibis kum ginen b'shmaiten. Vachinami kavochayme lemei eskeren. Lechay, that's the kavochayme, because madach yimei sfira. That is mutter b'machne Yisrael. Afal pikein is also b'tash mishamite. So yimei eskeren, which is also b'machne Yisrael, is a vada gibis should be also b'tash mishamite. V'amgin yimei eskeren yimei sfora. V'im mishum dein toin priya prima al yase, oh, no, but there's a kule in yemei hezga, did you don't need priya prima? So Taisa says, v'imei svori nami ein toin priya prima. So that's not, that means, if you would say v'imei svori needs priya prima, so then meichi Taisi, that yemei hezgeiroi is more chomo than yemei sefiroi. Each one has a different chumra. But the halacha is that Yemei Sfirei does also not need Priya Prima. So Yemei Sfirei is Mutter B'machne Yisrael. And he's also B'tash Mishamite. So Yemei Esgeire, which is also B'machne Yisrael, about the Gewiss, which is also B'tash Mishamite. So B'kitzer, Taisvus has a Gemara Mesechtes Megillah, that the Gemara Mesechtes Megillah says that the only difference between a Metzera Muzga and Metzera Muchlet is only Priya Prime. So it seems that that's the only difference. Why says there's no other difference? So Gabi Tashma Shemita, they're equal. Either both are Mutter according to Rabbi, or both are also according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi came up with a combination that a Muzger is also Betashma Shemita, and a Muchlet is Mutter Betashma Shemita. So they said it's Fakert from a Mishnah. So we had mentioned the last time that the Taisus HaRosh is a beautiful teretz on Rashi. He says, Rashi holds Not that a musger halachically is also betashmish amita. No, a musger physically is unable to have tashmish amita because a musger means he's in solitary confinement. He's locked up in a room. So memele, he can't have tashmish amita. A muchlet, he's taken out of the heske, he's taken out of his prison. So a muchlet is muta betashmish amita. So memele, so there, it's not too gefährlich, the kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. The Mishnah says, ein bein muskel umuchlet, ela priya prima, is talking about halachas. The halacha priya prima applies by a muchlet, does not apply by a muskel. That's halachas. Tashmish amite, in halacha, you're right. Both of them are muta tak, according to Rabbi, both of them are muta. But in Metzias, there's a chilek. That's why the Mishnah, which is speaking about halachas, did not mention this difference, because this is not a halachic difference. This is a difference which comes about because of his Metzias of being in solitary confinement. So this is a beautiful teretz to emphasize. Oh, the coma, hosom, big more, holy Indian, she luach, two mezevis, a shovel. But the Gemore, now Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos just said that the only difference, and that's the D from the Mishnah, the only difference between a musger and a muchlet is priya prima. Oh, but it would seem from that that legabi tashmish amita, they're both the same. So why did the Gemara say this? The Gemara Masechtas Megillah underscores in what they're both the same. The Gemara says Linyan Shiluach, both are the same. So why did the Gemara mention Tashmish Amita? According to Tosfos and Tashmish, both are the same. So Tosfos asked this kasha on himself. Who are the Linyan Tashmish Amita and Shavim? The Gemara could have said that Linyan Tashmish Amita, they're also the same. But he didn't want to go into Tashmish Amita, because then you have to explain what shot they're the same. Are they both muta? Are they both osa? So you have to go into the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why the Gemara didn't mention it. But Al Kaponim, it is true that both are the same. So Grad, according to Rashi, this would be beautiful. I mean, when the Tosfos shlugged up Rashi from the Mishnah, Ein Bein, would seem this is the only difference, and there's no other, and there's no other difference. But later, when the Gemara says in what they are similar, the Gemara does not bring down Tashmish Amita. So, Vaker, according to Rashi, this is beautiful. Vaker, the Mishnah is saying halachically, that's the only halachic difference. That a musger is does not need priya prima, and a muchla needs priya prima. But you can't say that they're the same legabi tashmish amita because they're not the same. A musger can't have tashmish amita because of a solitary confinement, and a muchla can't have tashmish amita. So therefore, the Gemara avoided saying that the similarity in tashmish amita because bepoil there's no similarity. The Gemara says the only thing with their similarity that's tavkin shiluach chutz l'shalish machnas. So this teretz of the Tosfos Arosh, so the Gemara Megillah Taka could be as more meyushiv according to Rashi than according to Tosfos. V'gama sheperish bekuntres the muska einim mishtaleh chutz l'gimel machnas bizeh chosaboy. So Rashi was Chayzer. There's a Pirush in Rashi of the Ksav Yad. Rashi Taka says he was mine in the Sugya. He says another Pshat in the Gemara, not the way he says. V'gam Mashe Pirush Bekuntres. That's what Rashi says in our Sugya. The Musger Einim Mishtaleya Chutz L'Gimel Machnais. That a Musger is not Meshula Chutz L'Gimel Machnais. That was the whole Tzavsa De Alme that he loses. By looking at him, b'meis geiroi, that Rashi says, you'll be metamim, he'll lose tzavsa di alma. So Rashi therefore said that a musger is mutter and sholish machnes, is chozer, but so Rashi was chozer, the perikamah, the megillah, komar in yeshiluach, zev is zeshov. Al koponim, Taisus l'shitosoi proved two inyonim, two alochas. Alocha number one, that a muska, let us go according to Shitas Rebbe. That Rebbe holds that a muchlit is muta batash mishamita, so a muska is also muta batash mishamita. Muska is muta batash mishamita. Now, Yesod number two, Taisus had proven that a muska is mishulach misholish machnas. Just like a muchlit. Now, let us just speak Eisenveinig. So now, we have to understand why one cannot look at a muska. Why can one not look at a muska? So Rashi had said, he'll lose tafsa de alma. Now, according to Taisus, he won't lose tafsa de alma. He's out of the shalosh machnis at muska also. Now, there was another cheshbon that you can look, because he'll gain tzavsa de ishtoi. This is also not true. He always had tzavsa de ishtoi. So so first of all, you have to understand what he's losing. And the man the armor that says he's not losing, he's gaining. He's not gaining. So according to Taisvis, there's no gain of tzavsa de ishtoi. He's better off als muzga. Then you have to say about the losses of tzavsa de alma. Because he was out of the Shalish Machnes als Muzga. Well, if he's a kosher, my shayach tzavse de ishtoi, v'tzavse de almem, b'muzga u b'muchlet. Yeah. But we see from a muzga to a muchlet, there's a loss of tzavsa de alma, there's a gain of tzavsa de ishtoi, according to our pshat. According to Taisvis, there's no difference. So Taisvis says, bishloime tzavsa de alma yesh liyash. Now Taisvis wants to say, could be tzavsa de alma I have a mahalach. Shutzorich priyo prima. A muchlet needs priyo prime, kshu muchlet, v'tomei tomei yikro. Upoirish mibnei odem mibnei chaluta yoyser mibimei hiskeire. That means like this. A muchlet, first of all, from his lavush and his hairstyle, so a person, even if he's deaf, he doesn't hear the Tomei Tomei Yikro, but he can see that he's a Metzoyre, spelled out black and white on him. He's God of Frumim, Roishei Parua. So one sees that this one is a Metzoyre, so they stay away from him with a 10-foot pole. By a Muzger, and he says Nach Tomei Tomei also, so the blind people also go away from him. So Lamaise, everyone is running away from him. He's chutz lamachne, but not only is he chutz lamachne, but the people are peirish mimena. Masha enkein a muska, by a muska, he's chutz lamachne, but you don't have this prisha of which comes about through priya prime and tami tami yikra. Avol tashmish, Shneim Shovim. So that means like this. So Taisvis means to say. So we can understand, for example, if Rebbe holds like Rameya, I mean, if Rebbe holds Safse, the Almen, Nichalei, so then we can understand. So we'll say that it's better off to be a Muzga than a Muchlet, because he's going to lose Safse, the Almen, because when he becomes a muchlet, it's tami tami yikra, he's he need priya prime, so that's good. But then we have to understand, if Rebbe holds tzavsa de ishtei odiflei, and that's why it doesn't matter by making him a muchlet, since he'll gain tzavsa de ishtei, so according to this, it's never, als muska you also have tzavsa de ishtei. So we have to understand. Avo tashmish neim shovim. So what are we going to say pshat in the Gemara? Al kain nireh. The hod the comma mar so the tapsa the alma nichele and mar so the tapsi the ishtay odiv a muchlet koy. Now the Mishnah Malach explains as follows. We'll see later as the thesis progresses why Tosfos is saying this. We have here in a Gemara that the Gemara says tapsa the alma nichele tapsi the ishtay nichele. Now this terminology is translated as follows. If you have a contradiction or a stira between these two tzapses, that means you have to weigh them. Which tzapse is more choshuv? So that's iso. One man yoma says so. One loshno tzapse. The ishtay nechalei tzapse the ishtay is better than tzapse the alma, another man, the almost tzapse, the alma is better. Now, by a metzayra muchlet, that we're clearing a shayla, should we be metayrim b'moyed? So a metzayra muchlet b'moyed, so let's face facts of life. By being metayr this metzayra muchlet, he's going to lose tzapse the ishta, he's going to gain tzapse the alma. So memela, so we have to now, wait, which is better? Is this tzapse better? Is this tzapse better? This is by tzapse, this is by a muchlet. By a muzgel, Tosfos has to live with it, that you don't have a case where he's going to gain tzapse de ishtoi, because tzapse de ishtoi always has. So Tosfos has to say by a metzayra muzgel, Tosfos has to say a different pshat in the Gemara. But the pshat in the Gemara will not mean that this tzapse is better than this tzapse, because in the metzayra muzger he always had tzapse the ishtay. She can't say tzapse the ishtay is better than tzapse the alma. We could squeeze out that tzapse the alma, he's losing tzapse the alma by having to say tami tami yikom priya primi, he's losing tzapse the alma. But you can never say he's gaining tzapse the ishtay, because always had tzapse the ishtay. So that lashon of the Gemara that says we have to weigh which gain is better or which loss is better, that is only by a muchlet, because by a muchlet we have a gain of tzapse the alme and a loss of tzapse the ishtay. That is, so therefore, that's what Tosfos says, okay, nire. The hod the koma ma'aso v'tzapse the alme nichalei. This is talking about a muchlet. There we have this situation that he's losing one thing and gaining another thing, and which one is better? Now Tosfos is going to start explaining the Gemara. Nirin divrei Rab Meir b'muchlet, d'royin. By a muchlet, Rabbi holds like Rab Meir. D'i mitamalei. If it'll be mitamim, tchila nami tom habe. So, by, you look at a muchlet, he's not losing anything, because he was tommy from before. Vi mitayle, if he's mitayle him, my absidei, he doesn't have a hefsid. That's absidei ishtei ene chayshish, that's absidei alma difale. So nirin divrei Rabbi Meir bimuchlet, that means they hold royin, because he has more to gain than to lose. He'll gain tzapse the alma, even though he'll lose tzapse the ishtay. And that is the taich, tzapse the alma adifalei. V'nirin divrei Rab Yosi b'muskel. Now, we have to say by a muskel, you're not allowed to see, because he's going to lose tzapse the alma. So now we have to explain, first of all, what the loss is. The metamele, if it'll be metamim, a posse tzapse da alme, he'll lose tzapse da alme. So Tosfos says, like Tosfos said before, she toim priya prime, nanitz priya prime, v'tomi tome yikra, v'tzach lifresh mimnei odom, period. Now Tosfos says, v'gam yavsid she yitztair, he's also gonna lose something else. Shat ata hoya metapeli is toir, till now he hopes maybe he's toir, and now he lost all his hopes. So now, Tosfos, all of a sudden, And it brings up a new factor over here that one should not look at a muskel because Kozmai was a muskel, he still was a Baal Betochen. He had hopes, and now you'll make him a muchlet, you're shattering his hopes. Very nice. But what is this necessary? How does this come in? Where does Tosafot have to add up a new factor why one should not look at a muskel? Because he's losing his hopes. So by Emerson, the Mishnah Malach asks his kasha. Mishnah Malach buys by Tzachi. It doesn't understand why Tosafot has to mention this. Dachsech Pshat and Tosafot is as follows. The Gemara says that the difference between a muskel and a muchlet, a muchlet loses safsa d'alma. So Tosafot was much to say, watch out, he loses safsa d'alma, he's a muskel is also chutz mishalish machnas. Watch out, he's losing safsa d'alma. So Tosafot says, yeah, it's called he's losing because priya prime. That was one mahalach in Tosafot. But Tosafot wasn't too sure that that's the true mahalach. Now Tosafot wants to say another mahalach, why he's losing tzafsa d'alma. Watch it, he's losing tzafsa d'alma. Because als muzger, he had hopes that he might yet acquire tzafsa d'alma. A muchlet, these hopes are shattered. So now what the Gemara says, he's losing tzafsa d'alma, not that when he was a musker he had tzafsa d'alma, but he had hopes he might get tzafsa d'alma. When he's a muchlet, he lost these hopes. So Tosafot, Vigam Tosafot is saying another mahalach. That means Tosafot was not too happy about this pshat that the whole tzafsa d'alma is priya prime. Tosafot wanted to say kibshute, tzafsa d'alma is chutz mishalosh machnes, and Tosafot got stuck, and muzger is also chutz. So Tosafot says, yes, a muzger is now chutz mishalosh machnes, but he has hopes he might become toyer and be in the sholosh machnes. Now he's losing that. Now he lost the sholosh machnes. Taksimi, that is pshat in Tosafot. Gam yavzid sheyid stael, that this tzari et shabbat hayim mitzapel liye stael, and he would get the tzavse d'alma, he had hopes yet to be zeiche to a tzavse d'alma, vei mitzapa ato litoy, when he becomes a muchlet, there's no hopes anymore, his hopes are shattered. Period. The Tana achine sova, now another Tana holds, tzavse d'ishtay nichalei. V'hochi pirushe. Nirin divrei Rab Meir deroyin b'muska. Now this is the real problematic Gemara that he holds like Rab Meir that's roin by a muska. The metame. So the argument says why is it roin? Because tzavse de ishtoi. So he's not gaining tzavse d'ishtoi. He has tzavse d'ishtoi now. So why are you allowed to look? So Tosafot says, Pshat Gemara is as follows. The metamalei lo yafsid. The first of all, the pshat in the Gemara is not because he'll gain tzavse d'ishtoi. No, he had tzavse d'ishtoi, else must go also. By making him a muchlet, he won't lose anything. D'shnayim musker a muchlet dinam shover. Both of them are the same. Chutz mi priya prime. Both of the chutz mi shalosh machnas. So tzavse d'alme, it doesn't make it or break it to priya prime. He's chutz mi shalosh machnas. So tzavse d'alme, he doesn't have side to side. Ubach hefsedei nechoshes. That, it'll be priya prime. They'll stay another foot away from him. That's nothing. So the ike vote is, so far, so you're not doing anything. He's chutz, he was in chutz mi shalosh machnas before. Why to be chutz mi shalosh machnas? So Be'etzim, so he's not really losing tzavse d'alma. He never had tzavse d'alma. Na filu kerina lehevsit tzavse d'alma kedeprishis. I feel you tell me, no, but it's still not the same. That means it's a muska doesn't have tzavse d'alma, but still they don't stay away with a 10-foot pole. And a muchlet will stay with a 10-foot pole. Listen, L'chayre is losing tzavse d'alma. Eine Chöyshish Ella Atzavsa De Ishtoi. So he says, this small chilik, that Yankel Berel and Chatzkel stay away now with a 10-foot pole, doesn't bother him. As long as he has Tzavsa De Ishtoi, some Mele, it doesn't bother him. So in other words, Tzavsa De Ishtoi means that minute loss that will occur by becoming a Muchlit doesn't really bother him, because he has his wife with him. So Mamela yes Sabsha. So Tsabsa the Ishtoi, which he'll have as Muchlid, weighs over. That means that this small loss is insignificant to him. So it's not called you being Mekalkalim. So that is Pshat, not that he's going to gain Tsabsa the Ishtoi. No, he's not losing anything from the Priya Prima because he has Tsabsa the Ishtoi. But here it's not called that Tzavsa Dishtai is better than Tzavsa Dalma. It just means that if he hears Tzavsa Dishtai, so this minute loss of Priya Prima is insignificant. So therefore, Rebbe holds that there won't be any dramatic losses that'll have by making him a Muchlet. Aber Muchlet ein Reuen. But if he's a Muchlet, you want to see to become teuer, ein Reuen. Die Metaile, Yavse, Tzavse, die Ishte. There's Take, Kilko. The Kosova, Tzavse, die Isha, die Volemi, Tzavse, the Alme, even though they'll gain Tzavse, the Alme, but losing Tzavse, die Isha, that's worse. Tzas koshali mahu nirin divrei rame. Now Taisis said pshat in the Gemara. Now Taisis asks, the loshna of the Gemara is very shver. Mahu nirin divrei rame. Holes leila rame klal. Not he holds like rame. Rame holds that if it's tamei rayin, ein rayin lahachma. That's what rame holds. He holds your rayin, and rayin lahachma. Unless Leila Rab Meir Klal, the Hakoyin Einai. I think there's a mistake over here. The Hakoyin Rab Meir holds the Koyin Einai Mechuyev Loima. Rab Meir holds the Koyin is not Mechuyev to say V'boi Yishosik. That's what Rab Meir holds. The Rabbi Kosova the Loilam Koyin Einai Rishoyliste Klal. The Koyin is not permitted to be Shosik. Uledivre Rabbi Leisimtsa Bishemechad Royin Lahoke Veloy Lahachmin in Rasholish the Klal. Rabbi holds that you have to say. Vahochi Havale Lameima Nirin Divre Rabbi Yoisi, where Rabbi Yoisi says Ein Royin, Ve Ein Nirin Divre Rabbi Yoisi. The Shaila is, do I hold like Rabbi Yoisi or don't I hold like Rabbi Yoisi? Don't say you hold like Rameya. You're 100% never like Rameya. Rameya is a different shita. Bahachi isa bishmaitin de tipes cholov. That means the Gemara says over there that there was dachsma mechoikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. So the Gemara says, don't say nirin ke Rabbi Yehuda v'nirin ke Chachomim. You don't hold like the Chachomim. Say nirin ke divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'loi nirin ke divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that is Tosfos Kasha.